This is HPR episode 2579 entitled Ubuntu 18.04 Mate and is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Tony Humacher, Tony H1212, and is about 10 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, this is a short show on installing the latest Ubuntu 18.04 onto a laptop and desktop PC.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day to all Hacker Public Radio listeners. Sorry it's been a while since I recorded a show, but as they say, life's got in the way over the last few months, and I've spent quite a bit of it away from home. So anyway, back to the show. I'm going to talk about the new release of Ubuntu, particularly Ubuntu Mate 18.04. I've given it a try, and I thought you might be interested. When I was away on one of those trips, my laptop running Mint 18.3 with the Mate desktop based on Ubuntu 16.04 long-term support decided that it wouldn't boot for me. It was no longer recognising my account, and I hadn't created a root password, so I couldn't sign in as root to fix the issue, which was probably a corrupted configuration file in the users folder. As that happened, a couple of days earlier, the Ubuntu release had happened, and I'd managed to download the ISO of the Ubuntu Mate, or Mate if you want to call it, and I'd burnt it to a pen drive just to give it a try. And so I actually had a live disk that I could stick onto the laptop and boot into, which I duly did, and I backed up all the data that was on the machine, mainly browser settings and emails, because with it being a laptop that I take on journeys and stuff, I don't tend to have an awful lot of data on it that is of any importance or permanently stored on it. So this didn't really take long, and I was ready to reinstall an OS onto the laptop. But just in case I'd missed some important data on the current hard drive, I had a spare SSD with me. And yes, I'm geeky enough to carry a spare SSD or two in the bag. So I dug one of these out and installed it into the laptop, which by the way is a Dell Latitude E6540 with an i5 dual core mobile chip with hyperthreading. It's currently running 4 gig of RAM, but can run up to 16 in the two slots it has. Anyway, I booted up the live disk that I'd created with the recent Ubuntu release, and the first option you get is a screen asking whether you want to install, or if you want to just try out the OS. So I just opted straight away for install. And this starts you off on the install procedure. For those not familiar with Linux or Ubuntu, the installer is a joy to use, very friendly to new users. And as this was a first install to this particular SSD, the only option I had was a full install, which I chose. I was then asked if I wanted to use the default partitioning setup for the drives, which also installs the bootloader automatically and without any further need for intervention. or you get the option to do a custom partition arrangement, but as the default's perfectly adequate, I went for this. During this process, you also get the option of to choose a minimal or a full installation. The minimal installation gets you a running PC which has the basic utilities, but leaves you to do the bulk of installing the software you want to do later. It only saves about 500 gig of, about 500 meg of install data, so it's not a massive difference between the install for from minimal to full, but if you don't want a lot of stuff you're not going to use, you might want to do that and install later. But I use quite a bit of the stuff that the full installation gives you, so I chose to do this. Prior to actually starting the install, it gives you one final chance with a warning that all the current data on the disk will be wiped. As I was happy, I clicked proceed, and at this point the install starts and you get taken through setting up your PC configuration for language, keyboard and user account, but the install's going on in the background while you're typing all that in. So by the time I'd completed the setup process, the install was half complete, and the whole process took less than 15 minutes. So after the install is complete, you get a message to reboot the PC and eject the boot media, which I did. And on first boot, you will either get presented with the login screen if you chose to use your password to access it, or it'll go straight to desktop, depending on the choice you made during the install. Once you're at the desktop for the first time, you're presented with a wallpaper of the Ubuntu with the Ubuntu Mate logo and two panels. There's one at the top and one at the bottom of the screen. The one at the top, for me, is the one that I would traditionally have at the bottom of the screen. It has the menu, etc., and the area showing what applications you've got open. So to start off with, I delete the second panel and transfer the top panel down to the bottom and put a few more things on it, including the Advanced Mate menu and a couple of other notification apps such as Network, Clock and Calendar. But obviously this is a personal preference, which you go with what you find comfortable. So the next step after connecting to the local Wi-Fi was to install any updates, which despite the release only being a few days old at the time, there were a few, but this didn't take long. And in less than an hour, which included the backing up and swapping out the SSD, I had a fully working laptop running Ubuntu 18.04 Mate desktop. So there are a few bits of software not included by default in Ubuntu, which I do use regularly, one of which is Synaptic. So I opened the terminal and did a sudo apt install Synaptic. Later I had the package manager on a PC. You may ask why, but Software Boutique doesn't seem to have all the software available in the repositories, and I don't always know the appropriate name of software I'm looking for, so I used using the terminal all the time isn't always an option. So Synaptic's a tool I use quite a bit. The next software that got installed was Audacity, as I use this for editing audio and sometimes extracting the audio stream from videos off the internet. Most importantly for HPR listeners, it's what I use to record and edit my HPR shows. So back to Ubuntu Mate 18.04. I've been running it for a month or so now on the laptop and about 3 weeks on the main box at home, which after I got home from the trip, I decided I'd give it a go. And as you would expect from a long-term support release, this one's supported for 5 years up until 2023. It's very solid and stable. I did have a glitch transferring my emails into Thunderbird on my main box, it worked flawlessly on the laptop. So I ended up having to reinstall from scratch, and on the second install, the Thunderbird setup went perfectly. I think it was down to the way I set up Thunderbird in the first place, which kind of mucked things up. So it wasn't anything to do with the OS. All's fine now, and I didn't lose anything in the process. For me, coming from Mint, there are a couple of utilities that Mint developers have implemented that are not available in Ubuntu, but nothing that I can't work around. Saying that, if there's any Ubuntu developers out there, the Mint USB drive formatter and USB boot disk creator utilities are nice and simple to use, but not available in the Ubuntu repositories. So maybe that's something that could be added. Obviously, it's only had a limited time to get used to the new S, so far it doesn't seem too bad. Coming back to the mothership, so to speak, from several years of using Mint Mate, virtually since its inception. But as I record this, there's been nothing that has made me feel I need to rush and reinstall Mint, so I'll continue with Ubuntu Mate 18.04 at least until the new Mint 19 based on this Ubuntu release comes out. So I'll update you at some time in the future about how things have gone, and that's me for this episode of Hacker Public Radio. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.